Hello, everyone. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute here at Infocom 2017. My name is Victoria Barella.
My name is Johnny Motta, and we are coming to you live from beautiful Florlando.
Florlando. We have guests on our show today.
Hi, guests.
Hi.
Introduce yourself, please.
Hey. Oh. Hey, Johnny. Hey, Victoria.
Hey.
How are y'all?
What are your names?
It is Allison Maxson with...
And?
Okay. And I'm Gabriel Caruana.
Hey, nice to have you both on the show today. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us, the listeners, the viewers. You're all secretly being videotaped. I just can't tell you where the camera
Great.
Is.
Great.
People follow me around, not for good reasons.
It's on Johnny's sunglasses, actually, or glasses.
Shh.
Oh. Sorry.
It's not about me. It's about Absent
Our
LED.
Guests. Yes.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about Absent LED.
Well, just to introduce, I'm Allison Maxson. I'm the new PR and marketing communications manager. I'm a newborn 35 days old
Hey-o.
With the company. I know, but I have somebody much newer, just born.
Okay.
As of yesterday.
Wow.
Oh,
that's
what?
Why I want.
Congratulations.
Yeah, yes, is my fellow friend. Colleague Gabe.
Gabe.
So, Gabe, why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Gabriel, and I'm the new director of sales for the West Coast at Absent.
Yes.
Perfect. Is this your first Infocom, if I may ask?
For me, no. This is my 17th Infocom.
17th? Oh, geez.
Yes.
That's cool. I only have like 15 more to go to catch up to you.
Now, Gabe and I worked at Barco together, and
awesome.
When I heard the rumors and the potential of Gabe joining onto the team, I was extremely excited and got to see him yesterday as he changed roles and is now our regional director of the West Coast with our new infrastructure.
West Coast represent.
Yes.
Best Coast.
Best Coast.
I'm so glad you said it. I didn't want to be that guy every time. I promoted so hard and I'm like, yeah, we don't care.
So what are you most excited this year in your booth? I saw you guys setting it up yesterday. We were going to Facebook Live it, but we actually couldn't come by. But tell us, if someone's not here or away, what can they expect?
Well, we just launched, I would say, actually, the press release went out on Monday.
Because
I put it out there. I would know. is our new XV series. And it's not only in our booth being shown, and this is for our mobile indoor as well as outdoor, but I think one of the big highlights of this is the X3V, which is our 3.9 millimeter. It's very rare to find an outdoor that has that durability for weather no matter what. One of the things that makes it so exciting is that one of our rental partners, who's here, Nationwide Video, booth 2843, I have it memorized.
Got it
they,
down.
I do. They are also showcasing our X3V because guess what? They've already invested. They've bought 1,000 tiles. They are thrilled. They're behind it, and we can't wait to see where else it rolls. So that's big. That was a big, big news for us. The other one that's being it was launched at LDI.
Okay.
It's our M series. It has not been seen here yet. So this is making its kind of debut, is the M series, and we're showing our M2.9, which is very, very popular. It's an indoor, it's meant for staging, production, corporate, sports, trade shows, of course. It looks gorgeous. And I think the other highlight of the booth and what we did this year, and this was kind of, honestly, I think we did this in about 3.5 weeks
okay.
from start to finish, is that we changed the back wall from just a basic one full screen to this beautiful design, like a diamond cut. So you have panels. I'm trying to describe it the best way possible for the
you
listeners.
Have to see it. You have to come
it's
and
kind
see
of
it.
Like a you have to see it. So I'm sure there'll be a video. We'll be giving Gary K a full booth tour later today. So it'll be
it's
on that video. Yeah, Mosaic. But it's the content, let alone the tile, is just stunning. We're really, really proud of that piece, and that's part of our end series.
I don't mean to cut anyone off. You've said a few keywords. You've said LED. You've said
LED.
Tile. You said video.
Yeah.
You said M series. You said XV series. But I'm going to play devil's advocate and take one step backwards. What exactly is what does the company do? What do you make? We kind of just said it in little snippets,
yes.
But let's say...
So,
What exactly is Apson LED?
We are one of the oldest LED manufacturers.
Okay.
We were founded 16, I think almost going on 17 years ago.
Okay.
And for multiple years running, we have been, I think we're now at maybe two, but honestly, we've been the number one exporter of LEDs into the North America region.
But just light emitting diodes specifically, or they go into a solution that creates what exactly? Or just LEDs in general?
LEDs.
Okay.
100% LEDs. Now we do have another product that is really going head on to the LCD market. It's LED, but it is bringing the benefits that a person would be considering for LCD, but the advances in better resolution, better brightness, no more gaps. That always annoys me. I remember shopping as a child, as a kid in like Macy's and seeing the video wall. At the time it was really cool and it was MTV and all the different televisions, but everything had a gap.
Yeah.
And it annoys me now. I'm like, you don't have to do that anymore.
No, you don't.
You don't. You don't.
It's the future.
It is.
You got to see what's going on in their booth because it's better than that.
It is. I mean, now you don't have to have those gaps anymore, mm-hmm. But you can have the benefits of what you're finding in an LCD, but in an LED world.
Okay.
I do have to ask you, I know both of you are fairly new to the company, but does the company have any favorite children, projects, displays that they like to show off?
Yes.
Or
yes. Tell us all about it.
Something happened, yeah, and it happens to be in your backyard, Johnny, and yours, Gabe. More so Johnny.
Why are you in my backyard if I'm not
your
home?
Backyard.
What's going
Did
on?
You know? Did you know? There's a sandbox. You can play. Sacramento Kings.
What?
Yes. Yes. So we partnered up with
very
good friends at Panasonic. Mm-hmm. And the center court at the Golden One, all of the ribbon that's going around in the auditorium, the center video wall, all of that is absent.
Sweet.
Yeah. And our partners at Panasonic, so a big shout out to them. But we're very, very excited about that one. I think that's a great showpiece.
And Johnny can see in his backyard.
Yeah, you can go see the Sacramento Kings loose.
Sports ball. What? How dare you? Actually, I don't care about them because I'm all with
Warriors. Yes. Yes. I've become a fan of theirs, too.
I think everyone has been. And if you haven't and you are and you don't like the Warriors, I'm technically what would be referred to as a bandwagoner is the word I keep hearing, which is technically a word, but whatever.
I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. Are they trying to hashtag that or something?
Yeah, my team doesn't move, so
okay.
It doesn't.
Where can we find more about your company online if someone's not at Infocom?
Their best place is, as Gary Kay always likes to still say, www.
They're important.
They are. I guess so. www.usabsen.com.
And Absen is A-B-S-E-N?
A-B-S-E-N.
U-S.
U-S. That's
Absen.
Key. So if you're in, which probably you are, North America region, you want to go to our U.S. website.
Very cool.
That's going to be the most relevant and the best place for you.
Do you have any presence on social media? Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat?
Oh, just a little.
Twitter.
Like all of them.
All of them.
Well, where do I follow and join in on the conversation?
It's at Absen America.
All across platforms.
All across. Perfect. Snapchat, which I am so excited to be working with a company that is pushing the envelope where I think some other companies are a little bit more conservative.
Yeah.
I'm having a great time taking their social media as well as the Snapchat itself to the next level. But Snapchat, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and YouTube, of course, Absen America.
I'm personally excited about the Snapchat. Just because I don't see a lot of companies, you know, I'm going through my Snapchat. I probably open it all the time. So that opens up, you know, the views from the young people that are trying to get into the industry. And they're like, hey,
yes.
Absen, who are they?
Yes.
Let's look at Snapchat.
Well, to counter that, I was very impressed because we also did I'm so excited, our geo filter on Snapchat.
Oh, yeah,
it's so cute. I love our mascot. I love our bee. It's a great, and I can kind of give you the backstory on why the bee.
Why is the bee?
Oh, yeah, why is
it?
Gabe,
it's my
first day.
Yeah.
Come on.
Did you get your bee yet,
No,
Gabe?
I haven't.
All right, I'll get you your bee. But before I go why the bee, I was very pleasantly surprised at the number of geofilters from other companies. Not just Rave does a wonderful job, of course, naturally. And they've got some great geofilters to select from. But I'm also seeing Crestron, some companies that I didn't know about. And now makes me want to go check them out.
Do you think this is the first year that they've implemented that into the Infocom show? I mean,
you know,
your experience?
It feels like it.
Yeah, I think so,
I think I think it's getting noticed. It's starting
to
grow. And I'm glad to say that I could be a part of it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I think Johnny needs to do a geofilter of his own.
What would it be? A taller version of myself?
A turtle.
That's right, a turtle. I love turtles.
Hey, Justin Watts.
Drive by.
One more time. What's the booth number where people can go today?
931.
Yes. And if you're here stateside or in North America, the website is?
www.usabsen.com.
usabsen.com. Don't forget your triple dubs.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being on our show. I'm sure we will see you 1,000 times more, not even today, but all throughout the week.
Oh, yeah.
And forever.
And forever.
And forever.
Forever. We're timeless. Yeah. Well, everyone, thank you for listening. This has been the Trade Show Minute. Of course, follow Rave Pubs all week long.
www.ravepubs.com/infocom2017. You can find this podcast there later today, if not end of the week. And follow Rave Pubs at Rave Pubs, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. Myself, you can find me at BarellaVictoria_ on Twitter. What about Johnny?
At JMoto3. I'm there. I'm here. I'm a little bit of everywhere. I'm in the booth right now, though.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming on to our show, the Trade Show Minute.